I'd like to say how grateful I am for those beautiful readings tonight. Years ago, a practitioner had given me that verse that was read about having your expectation from the Lord, because at that time I had a very negative expectation, and the slightest little thing could happen, and it would be like a galloping horse. I would begin to envision the worst scenarios coming down the road. And did that help anything? Absolutely not. So the practitioner, seeing this in me, she said, why are you expecting all these bad things to happen? Why do you expect the worst to happen? And she said I was to work with that verse every day, to have my expectation from the Lord. So what does that mean? If your expectation is from God, you will expect the best. You will expect things to work out. If something perhaps unfortunate did happen, you're not going to think about, oh, well, it's just going to get worse. No, God will help you in this. God will turn this situation around. There's a right answer, and you'll find it. And with God, all things are possible. At first, this was a very difficult exercise for me because I had been in this habit of this negative thinking. And I had to persist and be consistent. And as I did that, my expectation more and more was from the Lord. And things worked out much better and much more quickly and harmoniously because I was expecting them to. We build our own walls and we shut out God's goodness when we are having these negative conversations with ourselves. So that beautiful reading about expectation from God, and then that beautiful story about the Shunammite woman who would not take no for an answer. She kept knowing that God would give her the answer and her son would be saved, and he was. We should all have that faith. I'm so grateful to be learning this in Christian Science. There's nothing too big for God, and he's right here with us every moment of every day. So grateful for the beautiful music tonight, and thank God for our website. And Jeremy's been working on this for months and praying through every detail so that we would bring it up to the modern age, shall we say, and we can access it on all our cell phones and in other ways and keep it clean and user-friendly. I'm so grateful to see God working in our church.